Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anne and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry.
Hi, I'm Klaus. Welcome to a new episode of this podcast. Last week, we spoke about 13 mistakes we've seen brands make when starting a brand. We're going to continue on the same theme this episode, and this time we're going to speak about 14 mistakes to avoid when running a clothing brand. And we have several new episodes coming out soon. And if you also want to see us now, you can do that on YouTube. So head over to YouTube and search for Apparel Entrepreneurship, and you're going to find us there. And the first mistake we're going to talk about today that we see businesses do and founders, they're convinced that friends and connections will happily work for free, or maybe they just get a dinner and they will be happy about it. But actually, no one really wants to work for free. Everyone has something to do, something else they could be doing. So treat those who are going to help you as professionals and be prepared to pay for professional help. Don't expect people to work for free for you.
Second mistake is that you think you know what's best for your brand, so you don't actually need to listen to any experts because, I mean, you're the founder, so you know. Most probably, yes, this is true. You know what you want to create, you know what you want to, but if you haven't done this before, if you've not worked in the apparel industry, if you've not launched and start, you know, run a successful business before, then you don't really know how to run it properly. And also times change and experts kind of give you ideas and suggestions based on things that work, because that's why you pay them. So yes, mentors are great. Yes, online courses are great. We have mentors, we buy courses, expensive courses, because there's some areas of a business that we do not know 100%. So it's better to pay someone for their expertise, to implement it fast, than to YouTube, Google, listen to friends and family's expertise, and then try to apply that. It's gonna take way longer time, and you'll most probably succeed along the way instead of buying the, you know, tried and tested and proven method to actually implement a framework that speeds you up and gives you results.
And the third mistake that we see is that founders, they just trust everyone and they think that all partners just want what's best for them and their brand. But as most things in life, people tend to care more about themselves than about you.
Especially about money.
Yes.
Especially when money's involved.
So use your radar and pay attention to what people are doing and saying and what they've done previously and how they've treated other businesses and treated you previously when you continue working with them. And especially when it comes to business partners and people you're going to venture with.
Have contracts in place. Do your due diligence. Double check, triple check. Ask other people's opinions on, you know, how it's been to actually work with them. And just constantly be proactive instead of thinking, yeah, now the ball is in their court, so I'm gonna let them, you know, continue. No. Preferably not. Just, you know, be constantly on things instead of kind of letting time pass. And then all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, I just, you know, wasted 2 months. I've just waited for things and the factory hasn't actually done anything. So be constantly on top of things yourself. And the next mistake is that you're letting your ego take control. This one is super easy to do, actually.
And that's an easy mistake. But be open and listen to those around you, especially if you're a team. You're supposed to do it together with other people. So just be curious and constantly willing to learn new things if you want your brand to evolve, because the market and the world is constantly evolving. So if you just stay with your fixed ideas that maybe are based on something that happened a few years back, you're not going to keep up the pace with what's happening in the world today.
This mistake we see a lot in founders and in entrepreneurs You talk and then you discuss and then you throw out ideas, but you never actually take action. And yes, action is needed because it doesn't matter how much you talk, what, you know, great concepts you have in your head if you don't actually try this out. And running an apparel brand, it means putting hours constantly, putting in the hour. Yes, it's a lot of hustle because you're working with suppliers and manufacturers and things from across the globe, different time zones. But the thing is, you have to actually test things. So preferably if you pay for maybe double the setup of your samples so you can try them out instead of like, oh, I don't know, maybe let's hope it's gonna work. If you're wanting to see three versions of the print, create three versions and do pay that extra surcharge so you can actually see the three different versions and then make a calculated decision on which actually looks best instead of kind of like hoping and yeah, maybe, I don't know. So taking action is extremely important because there's, again, the lead times are long, the hours are long for you, the teams are working constantly everywhere, so you need to constantly keep the ball running no matter. And taking a decision, sometimes you don't know. You won't know until you actually, you know, you half a year forward if it's a good decision, but you have to take a decision. So just, you know, make a decision with the information you have instead of waiting and hoping that you'll be clever, more like intelligent in 3 weeks, but you don't actually have any more facts, but you're just kind of like procrastinating to take the decision.
And the next mistake that we see is tied to expectations. And it tends to be more with people and founders that haven't been running a business before. They think that everything would just run quickly and hustle-free and be so smooth. But in reality, problems occur every day, especially when you work with product development. It's the same thing as problem solving. Things never go according to plan. So this is just about your expectations. Don't expect them to do, and don't get stressed when things don't happen according to your plan. Just work with it, solve a problem, one problem at a time, and everything will turn out fine.
Almost have this expectations that, yes, every day you'll need to make in between 5 to 10 different decisions on basically just problem solving. In my, how long have I been working in the apparel industry? 22 years. I've never seen 100% solid first prototype in working with hundreds of brands because it doesn't happen. There's always things. There's always something that's, you know, the fabric, all of a sudden it comes in a shade, two shades darker, or the machine for the embroidery all of a sudden broke, or the shipment has mold. So hundreds of thousands of pair of pants are, you know, you are not, are useless. There's constantly things to solve and problems to kind of worry about. But and this is it. This is the industry.
Yeah, don't be scared or stressed, because the good thing is that humans are really good at adapting to new situations. Use this when you're running your business.
And one thing I want to say when it comes to product development, you have something in your head and you know exactly, I want this material, I want this color, I want this button, I want this finishing. But know that until you're actually putting it out there, the customer won't actually know what you had in your head. So if a thing, small, minor thing changes, or if you have to change one material to the other, the customer will not know that you actually had intended something else. So it doesn't mean it's a weaker product. It doesn't mean it's, you know, a cheaper product or it's a bad product or whatever. It just means that you've done the best thing you could with the circumstances that you had for the product that you're putting into the world. So again, maybe this could be the best product ever, but just put it out there. Solve the problems and put a good product out there.
The next mistake that we see is that businesses, they tend to outsource all parts of the business. And in the end, they don't have any understanding of any part of the business. So you want to stay in full control. Even if you outsource, you want to be on top of things. You want to be understanding what's going on and how it's run. Because if you constantly just have other people do it and let them do it and you have no insight at all, you are also very dependent. What if you lose that resource or that person or that business that is doing this for you? Then you're stuck. Then you have to go back to maybe square one again to redo it all. So if it's possible, try to own as many things as possible in your business, especially when it comes to the product. The product is the core of the business. see if you can find someone, if it's not yourself, that knows and understand product and product development, because this is going to be the red thread throughout your business. No matter what strategy you have when it comes to sales and marketing, the core is going to be your product.
Of course, you won't be able to do everything in your business, especially not if you want to scale. But something that you need to understand is the full process from A to Z. At least educate yourself on all the different strategies in launching, in design, in conceptualizing, in, you know, product development, in marketing, in sales, because you need to understand what's involved in those areas of the business. And then it's also easier to outsource, to kind of communicate, but then at least you know what it takes.
And the next mistake, this is quite common as well, and you might recognize it. The business is not actually about you. It's about your customer. So remember, the customer is the hero. In every decision you make and everything you do in your business and what your team does, it's about what the customer will think about it. What's their experience going to be about your product when it's released? How will this be better for the end user, the customer? Every decision, everything you make in your business is about the customer.
So, you need to know who your target customer is. Another mistake, which is that you quit as soon as you or give up or, you know, have a little mental breakdown as soon as you encounter problems. And yes, you should take a small pause and breathe, but you can always solve them.
You always hear about successful businesses, but you rarely hear about their journey. I mean, how many mistakes they've made. So it's about learning from your mistakes and continue believing in your goal and believing in your plan. You had this great idea from the start, and it's probably going to hold. So tweak and pivot all the time until you reach your destiny.
And basically, just believe in your idea and know that you have a bigger cause of doing this and push through, basically.
The next mistake that we see is underestimating the importance of design in all aspects of your business. It's not just the design in your products that's going to make you different from your competitors, but it's how you design your strategy, how you design your marketing, how you design everything around your business as well. It's everything that you design that is part of your brand, your branding, and your marketing message.
Because think about it, now customers don't just buy a product, they buy an entire experience. So everything from coming to your website, what's their experience, to ordering a product, what's that experience, to receiving the package, what is that experience, to having, you know, the unboxing, is it good or is it crap, to actually putting the products on, does it actually look like the picture on the website, to what does the product look like after the 10th wash, is it still good quality, do they still love it, to communicating with your customer service, to getting your emails, it's an entire experience, and everything should be designed, should be thoughtfully selected and created, and not just leave it up to, you know, a template, or it's just up to, you know, chance.
This next mistake is something that really frustrates me. You see businesses, they borrow and they overspend money, but they don't count on that they have to cover the expenses later. You read about this all the time, and you see businesses that have received funding and they count it as a win. Of course, it's great if you get funding, but it doesn't take a great entrepreneur to spend a lot of money. You have to use it thoughtfully and invest it in the business so you get the return of your money later on. So you can't just spend without your budget, without knowing that this is going to give you something back. So if you're not good at making calculations and these kind of projections, take help from someone that is good at it.
Another mistake is that you are listening too much to self-proclaimed experts with no relevant experience. And yes, of course, if you haven't done this before, of course, it's easy to listen to people. But if they actually haven't done it themselves, have a track record of, you know, successful results behind them, and I do not think you should listen to them. Because this is a lot of time that you're going to spend on this. There will be a lot of money involved. There will be, you might have sacrifices, time with your family, time with your friends, time with, you know, going on vacation. You're going to put your life on this, creating this business. So take advice from people that actually know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, and choose carefully who you listen to and ask, because everyone has opinions. So if you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different opinions. If you ask 100 persons, you're going to get 100 different opinions. So ask those who are actually interested in knowing the answer from.
And especially when it comes to apparel, everybody all of a sudden is a great designer. Oh, I wouldn't wear this. Oh, I don't like this. Who cares? You're not the target customer. This garment is not for you. So do not listen to people that should, you know, they don't have a business on giving you their opinions.
And this next mistake is focusing and spending money on the wrong things. It's so easy in the beginning to just see the shiny objects and you want to focus on creating these expensive business cards. I don't even know if do you make business cards today, but we've seen this happen in businesses. And you spend, you look at, should I have a company car? I don't know. But you put money where it's not actually needed. So invest your money thoughtfully in what's going to move the needle early on and get your products out on the market and give you the margin and profit that you need to continue and grow your business.
And the last mistake that we see people make in running their business is that they compare themselves to bigger brands on the market, to other brands that are 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead of them, and are not even on the same playing field. You cannot do this comparison because you don't know how much money they had. You don't know what time it took them to get to that level. You do not know all the information you need to know to compare yourself to them. You can't say, I want to be the next H&M and I want to be that right now when I'm starting, or I want to be that in 6 months, because it took them years and years and a lot of investment. So you need to compare yourself, if you even want to compare yourself, two players that are, you know, in the same sphere as you in terms of how many years they've been in business, what budget did they have, what type of collections, their customer, all that. So do not make the mistakes of comparing yourself with other players that are not in your league.
So today we gave you 14 mistakes that you should avoid when you're running a business. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking about mistakes we've seen during product development and then in marketing and sales.
So subscribe to this podcast and you're going to be notified as soon as they come out. Talk to you soon. Bye.